Today we'll hear the text number 59, Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila chapter 10. Enlist in this way only a person of innumerable devotees of Lord Chaitanya. To describe them all fully is not possible. एक एक शाखाते लागे कोटि कोटि डाल तार शिष्य उपशिष्य तार उपडाल फ्रॉम ईच ब्रांच ऑफ द ट्री गेव ग्रोन हंड्रेड्स एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ सब ब्रांचेस ऑफ डिसाइपल्स एंड ग्रैंड डिसाइपल्स परपोट इट वाज द डिजायर ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु दैट हिज कॉल्ड बी स्प्रेड ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड. Therefore, there is a great necessity for many, many disciples of the branch of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciplic succession. His cult should be spread not only in a few villages or in Bengal or in India, but all over the world. It is very much regrettable that complacent so-called devotees criticize the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness for accepting sannyasi and spreading the cult of Chaitanya all over the world. It is not our business to criticize anyone, but because they try to find fault with this movement, the real truth must be stated. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted devotees all over the world, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also confirmed this. It is in pursuit of their will that ISKCON movement is spreading all over the world. Genuine devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must take pride in the spread of Sri Krishna consciousness movement instead of viciously criticizing its propaganda work. That is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So we have been hearing about the list of different devotees associated with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As I told yesterday, the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all come from spiritual world. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jibbe Daya Kare Sri Sa Parsada Siva Dhamma Sahabatari. When Lord comes, He comes along with His abode and also with His associates. So, Mahaprabhupada mentioning here that some people are criticizing. But some people may criticize, but everyone must understand the Prabhupada's movement is to fulfill the prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only the prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, long, long before, 5,000 years ago. So, in Brahma Vaivarta Purana explains, when Lord Krishna is about to leave this planet, all the rivers, Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, personification of all these rivers personified, they appeared in front of Krishna. And they said, "Oh, Lord, you are leaving this planet. We are going to leave this planet also. We will go with you. We will not stay here anymore." Then they said, "Because you are leaving and Kali Yuga is coming and people will be engaged in so many sinful activities. They will commit sinful activities and take bath in our water. How can we tolerate so much sin? So we will go back with you." So what Krishna replied? Krishna said, no, you wait for 5,000 years. After 5,000 years, the whole world will become devotee. They will ekabarna. There will only one class of people, will be Hari Bhakta. And from whole world people, devotees will come to India. And they will take bath in your water, chanting the holy name. So in this way, you will continue for staying for another 5,000 years with the association of my devotees. This was told by Krishna. And just exactly 5,000 years after Krishna's disappearance, Prabhupada's movement started. Now we can see how from whole world devotees coming to Mayapur, to India, and they are taking bath in these holy rivers. So this is what Prabhupada has done. This movement has not just manifested accidentally. It's very well planned. Lord has planned this. He has predicted this. The Shastra says that 5,000 years of Kali Yuga, the Grama Devata Puja will stop. Grama Devata means in India, every village they have different kinds of demigods worship, Shiva, Kali, Durga temples. Now for 5,000 years, this will all disappear. And now we can see that also in India, before any rich people, they would fast business to build a temple. The goal of life, you are rich means you must build a temple. It could be a Krishna temple, Narayan temple, Shiva temple, Kali temple, Durga temple. They call it Grama Devata, the god of the village. But Shastra predicts 5,000 scholars will pass, this business will stop. Now you can see in India also, what to speak of, they don't build any more Vishnu temple, they don't build any demigods temple also. Because in India there are so many pseudo bhagavans are coming. So this is big problem with Hindus. When I travel whole world, I see the Hindu, Muslim, Christian, and among all communities, Hindu people are most confused about the God. See, Muslim people, one God, that's Allah, that's it. Maybe they do not know how Allah looks like, where He stays, that information they don't have, but they know one Bhagavan. Christians, they say only one Bhagavan. But Hindus are confused. They consider all the demigods, devatas, Bhagavan. And how many demigods Hindus they have, you know? Only 330 million demigods. Only. And all of them are Bhagavan for them. Under the Hindus, they love so much Bhagavan. So our scripture has given only 330 million Bhagavan. But Hindus are so much fond of Bhagavan that 330 million Bhagavan is not sufficient also. You go to India, so many new Bhagavan. This Baba, this Thakur, that Thakur, all Bhagavan. And Prabhupada is saying, in India and Bangladesh, we have factory of Bhagavan. So this is the biggest problem. This is the biggest problem. So people are very much confused about Bhagavan. They don't understand that who is real Bhagavan. But the Lord has predicted that these things will happen, that how people come from whole world. And also Padma Purana describes when Narad Muni he traveled whole India. Then he went to Vrindavan. First he went to South India, Dravida Desh, and different places. Then finally he came to Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, Narad Muni could hear some ladies crying, weeping, crying. And following that sound vibration, Narad Muni went to the bank of Jamuna. So Narad Muni said, one very beautiful girl is sitting, and in front of her two old men, very skinny, grey hair, they're lying there. This lady is crying, these two old men lying unconscious. When Narad Muni was approaching, this lady came forward and offered obeisances to Narad Muni. Then Narad Muni asked, who are you? Who are these two old people? Why are you crying in the middle of this forest? Then the lady said, I am Bhakti Devi. And these are two my sons, Jnana and Vairagya. I took birth in Dravida Desh. Then I came to Maharashtra, where I was nourished very nicely. But when I came to Gujarat, I became very sick there. I don't know, Gujarat people are so much devoted, why Bhakti Devi becomes so sick? So when I became Gujarat, I became very sick. But then I came to Vrindavan. When I came to Vrindavan, then I revived my youth. But unfortunately, my sons have become very old. So I am young, their mother, but my sons become old. That's why I'm crying. What to do with my son? Jnana Vairagya. In Vrindavan, Jnana and Vairagya has no place in Vrindavan. It's place of bhakti. Jnana doesn't work in Vrindavan. Vairagya doesn't work in Vrindavan. So when Jnana Vairagya came, they did not revive their youths, but Bhakti Devi revived youths. So what to do? How to bring back my children to consciousness? And Narada Muni said, okay, I'll bring back. Then Narada Muni chanted mantra. Then you must be knowing then how Bhagavad Katha started. But that time, Bhakti Devi told, Bhakti Devi crying to Narada Muni, Bhakti Devi said, I will leave Vrindavan, I will not stay Vrindavan. I'll leave Vrindavan and I'll go out of Vrindavan. Where shall I go? To Delhi? Mumbai? Where did she know, any of you know? What she said? She said, I'll go to foreign countries. Videsh. She said, I'll go to Videsh, means foreign countries. So 5,000 years ago, Bhakti Devi has predicted that I'll go to foreign countries. So the foreign countries having this information now is not accidental. It's well planned. And who will bring Bhakti Devi to foreign countries? Only Bhakta can bring, no? Bhakti Devi is residing within the heart of Bhakta, the devotees. So that is the reason why the foreign countries people are reading so many Vedic literatures. So many scholarly people have written so many commentaries, starting from Vivekananda, Aurobindo, Dr. Radhakrishnan, the first president of India, so many Prabhupada saying, before he write his commentary in English, there are more than 100 commentary of Bhagavad Gita, but we never saw one white person becoming a devotee of Krishna. So why Prabhupada's Gita made so many devotees? Because Prabhupada was carrying Bhakti Devi. He was carrying Bhakti Devi within his heart. Sometimes I think Prabhupada got two heart attacks. But how some heart which is carrying Bhakti Devi can be attacked? What heart attack can do? See, he is carrying Bhakti Devi to the Western countries. So Bhakti this is well planned. Brahmabhavata Purana predicting about this. And Padma Purana has predicted about this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago, he himself predicted also this, Prithiviti Achyata Nagaradigram Sarvatra Pracharita Havyamuranam. Everywhere in the whole world, my holy name will be preached. But who will believe? Who would believe this? Any Indian would believe? In America, Europe, German, Japan, people chant Hare Krishna. I forget about Indian people, even Gaudiya Vaishnavs, they were not believing. Mahaprabhu has said, Prithivita Achyata Nagaradigram. But our Gaudiya Vaishnavas would say, oh, Prithivita Achyata Nagaradigram means all over India. They did not accept Prithi means whole world. And they think whole world means in India. The Mahaprabhu predicted, Prithivita Achyata all over the world means all over India. The holy name is. Nobody had believed. Until Prabhupada came and started this movement. And who can dare to criticize Prabhupada and his movement? And Mahaprabhu's 500th anniversary was celebrated in India. Mahaprabhu's 500th anniversary. And so many events were taking place. All kinds of religious groups, not only ISKCON and Gaudiya Math, government also celebrating 500th anniversary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All state government, central government, all Vaishnava sampradayas, everybody. They're all glorifying so much article, so much newspaper news. But every group, when they, all these scholarly people, they write articles on Mahaprabhu. But everyone at the end, they have to write about ISKCON and Prabhupada. Otherwise their article is not complete. What glorify Mahaprabhu? Whether to ISKCON, whether to Prabhupada, who would know Mahaprabhu, who would know Lord Krishna. So whether they like ISKCON or not, to make their article complete, they have to mention, because of ISKCON, that holy name is all over the world. You see? महापुरुष प्रेडिक्शन, पृथ्वी ते आचरत नगराति ग्राम सर्वत्र प्रचारित है मोर नाम। सो द महाप्रभु फॉलोअर्स ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड नाउ, एक्चुअली सो प्रभुपाद सेड माय गुरु महाराज हैज सेंट ऑल ऑफ यू टू हेल्प मी इन स्प्रेडिंग कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस। सो दिस ऑल वेल प्लान 5000 इयर्स एगो प्रिडिक्टेड बाय कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ, by Bhakti Devi herself has predicted this. Mahaprabhu 500 years ago he predicted this. About 150-200 years ago Bhaktivinoda Thakur also predicted same thing. That time there's hardly any preaching about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going on. When Chaitanya 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, so this teaching was spreading very nicely because of Sada Goswamis and all the great acharyas present. Then after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the planet, the three great acharyas came. That is Narottam Das Thakur, Samananda Pandit and Srinivas Acharya. They are Nityananda, Gauranga, Advaita, potency they manifested. And they also spread the pure Krishna Bhakti very nicely. But after they leave, the whole Bengal, Orissa, all India, mainly Bengal, Orissa, they become very sahajya. So all the sahajya guru, they came up to destroy Mahaprabhu's teachings. And they introduced all the sahajya mood. The gurus, they claim they are Krishna. They took all the ladies, started doing Rasleela. And all kinds of abominable activities. They spread the message. The holy name is very powerful. Everybody chant Hare Krishna and eat fish, no problem. But people in Bengal, they like very much fish. So that they said, no problem. They created a proverb that khaya magur machare jhol, means you eat the soup with one special fish, magur mach. And suya jubatir kol, and while sleeping in the lap of beautiful ladies, chant badane hariya hariya bol, with a beautiful mouth you chant Hare Krishna and go back to Godhead. This is their philosophy. So that in this way, they completely contaminated Mahaprabhu's presentation of Prema Bhakti. They took it in a very cheap way. So much so, at one point, no good family people would come close to Vaishnavas. If they see Vaishnava means they go some other way. They considered Vaishnava so degraded, so abominable, untouchable, like that. The Sahaja, very powerful Sahaja gurus, they spread there in specifically in Bengal and Bangladesh. Each guru will have 100,000-200,000 disciples. Who will not become disciples of this kind of guru? If this, whatever you like, you do, just take diksha from me and give me dakshina. That's it. I take back to Godhead. So, very nice guru. If guru will come and say, don't do this, don't do that, no meditating, no gambling, no intoxication. Okay, Hare Krishna Gurudev. We are going somewhere else. So, this kind of gurus are very much available. And they completely took over the control. Bengal, Assam, Orissa, and Bangladesh. That's Mahaprabhu's teachings was in very miserable condition until Bhaktivinoda Thakur came. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, British time, he was a district magistrate. Then when he read Srimad Bhagavat, Chaitanya Bhagavat, then he realized what this bogus gurus are speaking is not like that. It's completely different. Of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a liberated soul. He is associate of Lord Krishna from Krishna's pastimes. So he could understand everything, the teachings of Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. Then he started to write many, many books and songs describing the real teachings of Vedic literatures. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, hundreds of songs he wrote. Actually, they say, during same time, there is Rabindranath Tagore and all great personalities, many great, this British period time, when British was ruling. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote so many songs, he could have got the Nobel Prize. But these are all Bengali. But Rabindranath Tagore wrote in English, so he got the Nobel Prize. But actually Bhaktivinoda Thakur got the Nobel Prize for writing. And he wrote all these songs. If you read his songs, you don't have to read any Vedic literatures. Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, no need of reading anything. Because everything in his song he has mentioned. And specifically, teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu movement is very unique. It's very unique. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is mainly meant for people in general. What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement? What is the process he gave to attain the highest, the topmost goal of life, prema bhakti? It's a very simple process. All you have to do, eat lot of prasad and chant and dance to digest it. When you feel hungry, then again come eat prasad. That is what he was doing. If you analyze Mahaprabhu's life, when he was in Puri, the whole day only this was happening. He'll bring devotees, chant and dance, and then bring Jagannath Prasad, feed them, let us go to ocean, take a bath. They'll take a bath, again come back, chant and dance, again hungry. This whole day and night, that was happening only. We may not believe, oh, only by doing this you go back to Godhead. Jai Sri Radha Gokula Nanda Sitaram Lakshmana Hanuman ki. Because we don't have full faith on this. We don't have full faith on the holy name. How only holy name will give us perfection? But Mahaprabhu's movement was like this. Like Ajamil Prabhu. He's traveling the whole world chanting holy name only. He enjoys when he chants. He forgets time limit, anything. So Mahaprabhu's movement is chant and dance. That's it. No. That's why I was telling that Srila Prabhupada has given us two gods. And Krishna manifested in Kali Yuga in two forms. One is Gauranga form, one is Jagannath form. And Prabhupada, among many gods, he gave us two best gods. One is eating god, Jagannath, one is dancing god, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So our process is eat and dance and go back to Godhead. Who cannot afford these things? Anyone can afford. Even today, nowadays, you go to Bangladesh. When I go to Bangladesh, Bangladesh devotees, you go there, big arrangement for eating. Very unique nature in Bangladesh people they have. Here we come to Western countries. We don't see any devotee unless it's Saturday, Sunday. And they're all busy. Oh, Hare Krishna Maharaj, I'm going to work. You don't see a fly in the temple room. But Bangladesh is unique. They'll drop all their work, job, business. Oh, Maharaj has come. They'll sit whole day in front of you. No. They'll not spare you to go to bathroom also. They're like that, you know. And for eating prasad, there's no invitation system in Bangladesh. Here, whoever is invited, that many people will come. You are not invited, you cannot come. There's no invitation as such. Anyone you can come, always your door open. Small room, maybe 100 people sitting there like this, you know. It's a completely different world. The Mahaprabhu's wisdom would still some flavor is there in Bangladesh also. Big arrangement for eating. Chant and dance, hurry all, go back to your work. This is Mahaprabhu's movement. That time there is no need. Now as we have now big festivals, then we have seminars, we have Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava, PowerPoint presentation, no PowerPoint presentation that time. Yeah, the Gaurpunya festival, the first Gaurpunya festival Narottam Das Thakur arranged. If you read that, all what they do, whole day only chanting. That is the festival. It's only chanting. So that was Mahaprabhu's unique movement. Chanting, dancing, and going back to Godhead. Very simple process the Mahaprabhu gave to us. So this is the process to achieve Krishna Prem. The people may not put so much faith, oh, they think some big yajna is taking place, big fat sadhus are there, big beard of sadhu, swaha, swaha, something is happening. No? Only Hare Krishna, you get everything. People have no faith. But now we can see how this Hare Krishna movement has brought a big change. And gradually you can see in India, great change this Hare Krishna movement has brought. In my own experience I have seen, when first I joined 40 years before ISKCON, I came from Puri. Puri is a small town, like a village. So when I came first to Calcutta, Calcutta, big city for me, first time coming to Calcutta. But it's very dirty and very bad smell also. I had to go back. And Calcutta people are so notorious. If we walk on the street, that time they'd pull our sikha from backside. Yeah. And open our kacha or cloth also. So notorious. There's so much misbehaving, boys. Now, especially ISKCON was very bad reputation. We are known as CIA agent. You know CIA? CIA are the American agents. So we are known as CIA agents, American movement, People had a very bad impression upon us. So much people are so notorious. I remember one from Mayapur. We drive to Calcutta. Any place we just parked our bus to pass urine, from somewhere people will come for nothing. They'll shout and rebuke, throw stone upon us. This was what of the Bengal when our ISKCON movement started. And nowadays, if we drive from Mayapur to Calcutta and we stop our devotees' house, so many devotees, it will take 1 year to reach Calcutta. Every village, because of the Namahatta preaching. So Namahatta preaching, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has predicted. He started this Namahatta preaching. Prabhupada, he preached all over the world, all big, big cities. Los Angeles, San Francisco, Sydney, Melbourne. But once Prabhupada was driving with His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, sitting backside in Los Angeles. Then Prabhupada turned to Jayapataka Maharaj. Said, don't think all these people walking on the street, they will all join ISKCON. Don't think that they will all join in temple. So you have to make sure every house become an ISKCON temple. Prabhupada has instructed. Make some formula that I remember when I joined ISKCON, preaching means only make life member distribute books. There is no other process of preaching. Preaching means only become Babaji. That is only hope for you. No Babaji, no devotee. No. Full time you have to join. There is no concept. We are preaching to householders, but our preaching means give money to us. That's it. Whatever you are doing, you do. Hardly I have seen when I joined ISKCON, there is any grihastha devotees. Until this Namahatta preaching started. I remember when we started Namahatta preaching in Bengal, going to all village to village. And some ISKCON leaders, they are mocking at us. Hey, why are you bringing all these, these villagers here, We are all aristocratic peoples, the villagers are coming now. But then you were tolerating and preaching and preaching. And now we see the whole Bengal has changed. Bengal has changed. We have 1800 Namahatta groups. Out 40 to 60,000 people, they are practicing Krishna consciousness. In Bengal. Then Orissa, Bihar and all the states are there. So you have to reach to the grassroots. The process is already given. So we have to go more deeper. Otherwise, how will we fulfill Prithivite Achyata Nagaradi Gram? We'll stay only in Nagar. Nagar means what is Nagar? Nagar means city. Nagaradi Gram means all the city and village in whole world, this holy name will spread. But if we sit in the city only, then what will happen to the Gram and village? How Prabhupada's prediction? Will be fulfilled. So then we started all village preaching. Now thousands of devotees. When we started Namahatta in Mayapur, that time I remember was anybody we see a sahajiya or whatever a kantimala, we used to make a newspaper, 2 rupees newspaper. No, 6 rupees, 6 rupees for 1 year. So we just bring from the street, you pay 6 rupees, okay, you are Namahatta devotee now. We are grabbing people, Nisahajya or anybody like that. We are making devotee like that. your Namahata center. Now to have a Namahata center, you have to wait 1 year, fulfill all the criteria, so strictness. Now, people are running, oh, please register our Namahata center. That is the purity of teachings of Srila Prabhupada. It is so pure. So Namahata is spreading. So now from city, we are in village. Then from village, where should we go? Should we stop in village? After village, where should we go? Now we should go to jungle. Jungle means forest. You have to go to forest now. That is the reason we have started this tribal care initiative. Our civilization originated from jungle, from forest. Then from jungle, and small village manifested. From village, small towns manifested. From town, big city manifested. Isn't that it? The same way our preaching Prabhupada started from big city, then goes to town, then go to village. Now it has entered into the jungle, to the deep jungle. And that is the place. Sometimes I feel the Sanatana Dharma is real Dharma which is existing eternally. And where is it existing? It is existing in the cave. One is the cave of the heart of the pure devotees, another cave in the forest. What is that verse? Any of you know? Bhagavata Dharma is within the cave of the pure devotees. Nihitaha. Dharma satattva nihita guhaya mahajana jena katasya pantha. Dharma satattva. The absolute truth is hidden within the cave. The cave one is the heart of the pure devotees and the real cave. Where Muni Rishis they live? They live in the cave. In the cave. All these big city, all the modern civilization Prabhupada has said, all these skyscrapers, one day it will all fall apart. All the civilization will be destroyed. But forest civilization will never be destroyed. When everything is finished, whole world will turn into forest and cave. Isn't it? Our scientists are telling after 50 or 60 years, all the coastal cities will be underwater and something happening in North Pole, all these things they are predicting now. But it has been already known. The whole civilization will fall apart and everything will be forest and forest. So all the new religions they have come up with the modern civilization will be destroyed. But our religion philosophy is not a modern modern philosophy, it is philosophy of the forest. Philosophy of the forest dwellers. And who dwells in forest? Who dwells in forest? Tribals. Are Bhagavan dwells in forest. When Dhruva Maharaj was deprived sitting on the lap of his father, his stepmother said, get out from here. To sit on this lap of your father, you have to be blessed by God, take birth as my son, then you can sit here. Then Dhruva Maharaj cried and went to his mother Suniti. Said stepmother telling, I have to get blessings of God then to take birth on his womb and can sit on my father's lap. Then Sundi said, yes, your stepmother said correct. Without God's blessing, how can you get anything? Then Dhruva Maharaj asked, where can I find God? What Suniti said? Where can I find God? Go to forest. All Muni Rishis, they are searching God in the forest. Go to the forest. So who is dwelling in the forest? Who is dwelling in the forest? Bhagavan is dwelling in the forest. And who is dwelling in the forest? Muniris is dwelling in the forest. Who is dwelling in the forest? Tribals are dwelling in the forest. So three categories. Bhagavan is in forest, Muni Rishis are in forest, and tribals are in forest. There are forest dwellers. Of course, they are all different. Bhagavan is Bhagavan, Muni Rishis are Muni Rishis, and tribals are tribals. They are not, they may all dwelling in forest, but they are not all same. They are not same. The tribals are not same as Muni Rishis are not same as Bhagavan. But they have some environment. There is sometimes I meditate, I think, for all these tribals, we have to make them, they are living in the Banna. Banna, Banna means forest. And I go to tribal area, I tell, you are so fortunate. You know, the Bhagavan is your Bhagavan. Ramchandra is Banavasi. Banavasi means who dwells in Ban. He is Banavasi. Ramchandra was ruling for 24,000 years. But Ramayana describes only 14 years he was in forest. All of the time what he did, nobody knows. Only his period he spent in Ban, in forest. So Ramchandra is Banavasi. And Krishna, what Vasi is he? He is Banavasi. Brajabana, Vrindavana, Mahabana, he is also Banavasi. Even if he left Bana, went to Dwaraka, but where his mind was always in the forest, in the Banavasi. And the Lord Jagannath, what Vasi is he? He is Nilachala Vasi, Blue Mountain. He is also Banavasi. So Bhagavan is Banavasi. So I was thinking, all these tribals, we have to make them Banarishi, the Rishi of the forests. That's like a Brahma Rishi. The Brahmanas, they become Rishi, they call Brahmarshi. Then Devarshi. Then what Rishi is there? The Rajarshi. The king, they become Rishi, Rajarshi. We are having one program, some Artha project, Srila Radhan Swami Maharaj followers, they have made Artha. All big businessmen, millionaire people, they come in Dubai, big 7-star hotel, we are having a program. Maharaj was supposed to speak on simple living, high thinking in 7-star hotel. But Maharaj managed very nicely. How 7-star hotel is not an impediment for your simple living and high thinking. He put it very nicely. So that time I was telling, you are all vaishyas, business community are vaishyas. So Brahmanas are Brahmarishi, all Kshatriyas are Rajarishi, and you should all become vaisharishis. Business are vaisharishis. The same way all these Banavasi tribals, they will transform to Banarishi, Banarishi ashrams. So in this way, the Mahapurush prediction will be complete. Not only the people of London, Los Angeles, Sydney, Stockholm will be chanting, the Harinam, Holy Name will be chanted in all cities, all villages, in forest, mountain, caves, and everywhere. Somebody told me, Maharaj, that Mahapurush has said, Prithiviti Achata Nagaradi Gram. Nagara Gram, city and village. But Mahaprabhu did not say born and forest. So you are trying to finish in forest, but Mahaprabhu said city and village, Nagar and Gram. Then I said, but Mahaprabhu has said, Grihe Thaka Bane Thaka Sadahari Bole Thaka. Whether you are in the house or in the barn in the forest, one should chant Hare Krishna. So in that way, it is justified. That holy name should not be chanted only in a city and village. Holy name should chant in forest also. So that is our humble endeavor, effort, that ISKCON Tribal Care Initiative that we have started, and we see very good result. When I go to these tribal people, where thousands of people, hundreds, thousands of tribals become Christian, in BBC, what is that film? At channel BBC or NBC? Some CBN channel, internal channel showing CBN, and channel is there. They are showing how India, even if growing, how people are not happy in spite of that economic development. And why they are not happy? Because they have not accepted Jesus Christ yet. Then they are showing in Rajasthan, in 10 years, 300,000 tribals, they become Christians. Then they are showing the chanting of Hindus, immediately converts to chanting. They are all using Mridanga Kartal, but they are chanting about Christian things. Very system they are showing how people are so happy when they get Jesus Christ. Of course, we are not against Jesus Christ. His great personality, he came to do good things for the people. But how Christians are following Jesus Christ, that is a question. How Muslims are following Quran, that is a question. And worst are the Hindus. Worst are the Hindus. How much are they following Gita and Bhagavad? It's another problem also. We are not preaching to tribals. He announced Maharaj being tribal preaching. We don't use preaching word. We are doing tribal care, not tribal preaching. We do tribal care. We are caring for tribal. We are not preaching for tribals. And that is our philosophy. Mahaprabhu's philosophy is love. Our philosophy is love. And whom we love usually? Whom it is very easy to fall in love with? Yes. Krishna is ultimate. But normally in our life we fall in love with somebody very beautiful. Isn't that it? We are searching who is very beautiful. I love him. To love somebody very beautiful is not very difficult. But can you love someone who looks ugly? Have you learned how to love ugly people in the forest, tribals? Big nose, big lips like this, big eyes. If you see somebody like that, will you fall in love with that person? So that is love. Everybody respect. Whom we respect? Some scholarly person comes. Nobel laureates, big pandit. Ha, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And somebody less intelligent, we ignore them. We don't respect. Hey, you sit outside. Sit outside. No? Don't disturb me. Can you learn to respect these people? They are not educated. So that is real respect. When you have learned to respect people, they are not educated. That is respect. That is love. When you love people, they look ugly. And we care. Whom do we care for? When somebody comes to our temple, especially, some money wala man comes with money, please come, special room, special prasad. We are very caring mood. We care for people that have money. So can we learn to care for people that have no money? So our love, our respect, our care, that should be channelized. Love ugly people, respect ignorant people, and care for poor people. So this gives us a platform. And that is real love. Why that is real love? With that platform we understand that each and every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. And that is what Mahaprabhu's teaching is. Love. And that is some of the Christian people they have done. 100 years ago when we go to preach or to care for tribal people, so difficult, so remote, the lifestyle so degraded, so bad smell. Now we have to walk 20-30 kilometers, cross the rivers, so difficult. But then I think 100 years before, what miserable situation this place would not be. But since then, these people have gone to them. Why will not they conquer their heart? Forget what religion. At least they have got love. But we talk about love. But do we give really love? Our philosophy is full of love. But if our philosophy remains in book and lecture, then how are we cultivating, extending our love to really extend to them who deserve the love and affection? Then how are we doing justice to teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? If you don't bring this Krishna consciousness to people of this level. So that's why we have started this. Actually, this morning I had a different topic to speak on. You remember what I spoke? I suppose speak on Damodar. It's a very beautiful topic. But because Prabhu got into Kirtan and took long time, then if I would start it, I would not be able to finish. So that is the reason I took another time pass project, you know. Time pass subject, so just to pass some time to speak with you. But anyway, I have written this Damodar book. Any of you received this Damodar book? Has reached UK? Not yet, huh? It's been written 1 year before, but because I did not come last year. Very beautiful book. I still love to read this book. Because Damodar pastime in Bhagavat, we read it. Very nice. But when that Bhagavatam, which has been spoken by Sukadev Goswami, has been added with a nice spice by our acharyas, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravartipad, and Gopal Champu, then you see the taste of this pastime. So beautiful they have described, so humorous way, so personal. The real bhakti, prema bhakti has manifested. We do bhakti to Bhagavan. Oh Bhagavan, you are so great. You are Mahan, you are great. I am so small. I am your servant. Oh Bhagavan, what can I do for you? You please do for me. These are bhakti. You protect me. You maintain me. But this book mentions the Bhagavan, you are not great. You are a helpless boy. I have to feed you. Otherwise you will die, you will become thin, you will become skinny. Mother Jasoda running with a stick in her hand behind Krishna. I have to punish him. He says, why so naughty? Then he becomes very scared. Okay, at least I will bind him. Otherwise he becomes hippie. Unless I give good education to him, I will bind him. Who dares to do like this? Who dares? That Supreme Personality of Godhead, who cannot be reached by the speed of mind, get Muni Rishis, they cannot reach the toe of Krishna. And this lady running behind Krishna to catch this personality. And he caught him. Not only she caught the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has been prayed, who is so eloquently with nice verses by all the great Muni, Rishis and great demigods like Shiva, Brahma, they are praising and doing stabastuti. And what Mother Yashoda is doing to him? Doing stabastuti? Chastising him. You are a thief, you are a monkey, you are telling him. Mother Yashoda, you are a thief, not only your father is a thief, your whole family lineage is a thief. Mother Yashoda dares to speak like this, you know. Chastising. And not only, that is not the end. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, who binds the entire cosmic manifestation with Maya, Raju, Maya rope, and Mother Yashoda binds by rope of her love, that Supreme Personality of God. Very unique. Very unique relationship. Here not Krishna, I am yours, you maintain me, you protect me. No, no, no. I will maintain you. I will protect you. Without me, you become a hippie otherwise. No. I will make a... He is Purushottama. Krishna is Purushottama, best among all the Purusha. And Mother Yashoda is worried. He will become a naughty boy. What is his future? I have to protect his future. He doesn't know. He is a naughty boy, destroying everything. I have to teach him a good lesson. You know? He's very... How one can think like this? No. But that sweet pastimes has been described in this book. Very interestingly, all the anomalies, qualities, all the opposite quality of Param Brahma has been manifested in one pastimes, very unique pastimes. Krishna becoming very hungry, on that early morning on the day of which day? What was that day? This binding Krishna took place? Diwali day, early morning. Very early morning, he is hungry. Are Krishna, you are Bhagavan, you are Atmaram. Bhagavan never becomes hungry. He is Atmaram becoming hungry. Okay, Baba, you become hungry. Now you drink milk, be satisfied. He is drinking milk. So in middle, Mother Yashoda left him on the floor and ran to save some milk. Then he became dissatisfied. He is Nitya Tripta, ever satisfied. How he become dissatisfied? How he can become Bhagavan? He become dissatisfied. Okay. Being Atmaram, he become hungry. Being Atnitya Tripta, he become dissatisfied. But that is not the end. You are Suddha Sattva, but you become angry also. When Mother Yashoda left, you become very angry. Who becomes angry? Where anger arises from? Huh? Where anger arises from? Kamaesa krodhaesa? Are rajaguna samudbhava? Kama krodha comes, anger comes, rajaguna. Which guna Krishna belongs to? Rajaguna, tamaguna or sattaguna? Huh? Bhagavan belongs to? No guna. Then how he becomes angry? Because mother left on his. So all opposite things. Which proves Krishna cannot be God. How he can become God? That article is here also. How Krishna can be God? Being Atmaram, he is becoming hungry. Being ever satisfied, Nitya Tripta, he is becoming dissatisfied. Being Suddha Sattva, he is becoming angry. Not only that, he is supposed to be the possessor of all possession, Lakshmi Pati. But what is he doing? He is stealing butters. Lakshmi Pati, why Lakshmi Pati? That's to steal things. See, another animal stealing. Then he's running away. Very fear. The Mahakala, Yamaraj, the fear, personification, the afraid of Parambrahma. Now she is afraid of to see a stick in the hand of Mother Yashoda. How is it possible? And that supreme Parambrahma, who binds by the rope of Maya all the living entities, including Brahma Shiva also. Brahma, Indra, Chandra, Varuna. And he has been bound by the rope of love. So, how Krishna can be God? So, one article is there. Our acharyas, the reconciling. How, in spite of all these anomalies, how still Krishna can be God? You want to listen to that? You want to know that? Yes. Yes? But only one lady saying yes. Yes. Then you have to read this book. I will not tell that. But unfortunately, I have not brought this book, only 2-3 copies I have. But sometime I will send. And all Kartik Vrata, all the glories of Kartik Vrata, because Kartik Damodar month coming very soon, after a few days. And this month is best month for preaching. Srila Jayapataka Maharaj introduced in Malaysia, Damodar, the devotees, they go to all Karmi house. They just go with a photo of Damodar, or we have come to your house, they do some deep, they chant Damodar Ashtaka. Like this, last year Dubai, 5,000 houses they went. This is how they are making, expanding. Damodar month is best month for preaching. You can use all these techniques. In East London, devotees, they are doing also. They go to white people's house also. And they say something. Serve or light a lamp, wish and light a lamp, something like that. They have a slogan. They go, and in this way you can take full advantage of this Damodar month, because Damodar month, whatever you will do, you get 1,000 times more result. Anything you do in Damodar month. So this month is very good for our sadhana, and very good for preaching also. You can distribute a lot of Prabhupada's books also. Every house you go in this Damodar month. Jai Bhagavan Damodar ki, Samved Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. I am very, very sorry. I have committed great offense on your lotus feet by delaying you 20 minutes taking your breakfast. Hari Bol. Huh? 9 o'clock. Okay. Well, I thought 8:30, so I have not committed offense. Any questions you have? I think 7:30 to 9:30. Okay. Yes, question.